我觉得刚刚唱的两首诗歌啊，我有感觉，我可以不用讲了。
I feel like the two hymns we just sang, I don't need to speak my message anymore.
我们都奔向前，我们又求主登上我心的宝座。
That we are all reaching forward and we have asked the Lord to be the master of our hearts.
这也是我要交通的。
This is also what I would like to share on today.
我要继续我上周没交通完的。
I'd like to continue what I did not finish sharing on last week.
我想我们还是把我上周一开始读过的圣经节我们再来读一下。
I would like to read again the Bible verses we read last week.
以赛亚书第十章。
Isaiah chapter 10.
以赛亚书第十章第二十一到二十二节上半。
Isaiah chapter 10 verse 21 to 22 first half.
到那日，以色列所剩下的和雅各家所逃脱的，不再倚靠那击打他们的，却要诚实倚靠耶和华以色列的圣者。所剩下的，就是雅各家所剩下的，必归回全能的神。
The remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob to the mighty God. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant of them will return.
我读了二十节，二十二节是说，以色列，你的百姓虽多如海沙，唯有剩下的要归回。
We also read verse 20, which says, And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel, and such as have escaped of the house of Jacob, will never again depend on him who defeated them, but will depend on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth.
诗篇一百二十六篇第四节。
Psalm 126 verse 4.
耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人转回，好像南地的河水伏流。
Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
耶利米哀歌第五章。
Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 21.
耶利米哀歌 Lamentation.
Or Lamentation chapter 5 verse 21.
耶利米哀歌第五章第二十一节。
Lamentation chapter 5 verse 21.
耶和华，求你使我们向你回转，我们变得回转，求你复兴我们的日子，像古时一样。
Turn us back to you, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days as of old.
启示录第二章第四、第五节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 to 5.
然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你哪里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent.
约翰一书第二章第十五节。
1 John 2 verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
提摩太后书第三章第一节，第二节的上半跟第四节的下半。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1.The first part of verse 2 and the latter part of verse 4.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专爱自己，贪爱钱财，第四节后半，爱厌乐，不爱神。
But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, and to verse 4, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God.
马可福音第十二章三十三十一节。
Mark chapter 12 verse 30 to 31.
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神，其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like it is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
我的负担是要跟弟兄姊妹交通道归回。
My burden is to share with brothers and sisters on returning.
为什么要归回？因为已经被掳了。
Why do we need to return? Because we have already been taken captive.
为什么被掳的人会不想归回？
Why is it that those in captivity will not want to return?
上次已经交通到犹太人被掳了，他们很少人都回去。
Last time we had shared that when the Jews were taken captive, very few of them returned to Israel.
有两个非常重要的原因，也是他们第一个安于现状。
There are two reasons. One is they were comfortable in their current situation.
这个现状是跟来到神面前有关的。
It is related to coming before the Lord.
因为他们有了会堂，他们能够在会堂聚会与敬拜。
Because they have the synagogue, so they could come to the synagogue to praise and worship God.
他们不觉得我们现在需要回去才能够敬拜。
They did not feel that they need to return to worship.
所以他们觉得现在这个现状不错。
So they thought that their current condition was pretty good.
第二个，在巴比伦已经安家了。
The second is they had already made their home in Babylon.
有工作，有生意，有家，有孩子，这个回去耶路撒冷一个废墟。代价太大。
They had their work, they had their business, they had their family, they had children, and going back to Jerusalem, which was ruins, the price was too high to pay.
我们今天要看我们信主的基督徒，我们讲到归回，为什么我们不归回呢？
So for us Christians who belong to the Lord, when we speak of returning, why don't we want to return?
我想有几个原因哈。第一个，我们根本不知道我们是被掳。
I think there are a few reasons. First is that we don't even realize we are in captivity.
我们究竟有多少人会觉得我今天信的时候我是被掳的呢？
How many of us feel that when we believe in the Lord we are in captivity?
因为你如果真的觉得你是被掳的，你很想赶快离开这个地方。
Because if you feel you are in captivity, you will really want to leave that place.
你很想离开这样的情况。
You will want to leave that condition.
你很想能够得到自由。
And you desire to have freedom.
在圣经这个启示录第三章讲到这个老底家的教会。
Revelation 3 speaks of the church of Laodicea.
第15-16节这里说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Verse 15 and 16. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth.
今天神的教会，主的教会在地上有一个情况，就是不冷不热。
Today, God's church on earth has a problem, and it is that it is lukewarm.
其实不冷不热这个字可能感觉不好，但那个温水这个字感觉蛮好的。
Maybe the term lukewarm doesn't sound very good, but warm water sounds pretty good.
对吧，你今天去洗手，你不会找很热的，你也不会找冷的，是吧？你会找温水。
If you were to wash your hands, you would not just use hot water or cold water, but you would use warm water.
你知道什么叫温水？温水是有热度的。
What does it mean to be warm? It means that there is some heat.
完全没热度，绝对就是冷水。
If it did not have any heat, then it would be cold water.
所以他圣经这里讲啊，老底家教会它是好像温水，乃是它有热度的，这热度是到某个程度的热度。
So when it speaks of the church of Laodicea, because they are lukewarm, it means that they have this hot water, but only to a certain degree.
他那个热度证明他有火，但是那个火不旺，只能够烧到某个程度，不要再烧上去了。
It indicates that they have a fire in them, but they cannot be fully lit. It can only go to a certain degree.
觉得你看，我还是有点火的嘛。
And so they might think, oh, look, I still have a little bit of fire.
在旁边看一看，哎，我的火搞不好比他还多一点。
And perhaps my fire is even larger than the person next to me.
我们不觉得我们有问题。
Don't think that we have a problem.
在约翰到老年的时候，他为什么写？其实我们知道老底家讲的最末后的教会大概都是这样子。
But in John's old age, what does he write about this? And we know that most churches are like this.
说我们不要被这个糊掉，我们觉得我们不是被掳。
So we can't have this fool us to think we're not in captivity.
因为我们的情况就如温水。
Because our condition is lukewarm.
第二种的情况是知道被掳，没有能力回头。
The second is where you know you are taken in captivity, but you don't have the strength to return.
头脑知道该做的善，我做不到；该不该做的恶，我倒是在做。
In your mind, you know, and the good you want to do, you can't, and the evil you do not want to do, that you do.
我们嘴巴会说，我有软弱，我有失败。
With our mouths, we might say, we have weakness, we have failure.
但是不小心就觉得说，这就是我们今天基督徒的常态。
But unknowingly, we start to accept that this is the condition of Christianity today.
既然改不了，就接受吧。
Since I can't change it anyways, I might as well just accept it.
所以我们来到神的面前，来到弟兄姊妹面前，我们就说，哎呀，我是有软弱，有失败，那就接受了。
So when we come before brothers and sisters, we say, I have weakness, I have failure, and we just accept this.
反正改不了。
Since we can't change it anyways.
知道被掳，但是没什么推动力。
I know I'm taken captive, but I have no strength to return.
第三个，真的想要回，会回了。
The third,
但是代价太大。
Third is that I really want to return, but the price is too high to pay.
要放下的太多了，要舍去的太多了，损失太大。
There's too much I have to let go. There's too much loss.
我就想起这个圣经，我们过去也交通的这个少年官，这个有钱人。
And I remember when we shared on the rich young ruler.
主耶稣说你变卖所有的来分给穷人，拿来跟从我。
The Lord told him to sell all that you have, give it to the poor and follow me.
对这个少年的官我办不到，说忧忧愁愁的走。
For this rich young ruler, he cannot do this, so he left sorrowful.
我们要归回，一定有代价的。
If we want to return, there will be a price.
我们看犹太人他们的归回代价太大。
If we look at the Jewish people returning back to Israel, they had
70 years. 哇，这个我在讲嘛，我来美国都还没有70年，早就安居乐业，现在连根拔起回到废墟，这个代价是很大的。
We think that they were in Babylon for 70 years. I have not even been in America for 70 years. Yeah, I can already see I made my home here. So we can see that for them to return back to Jerusalem, which is a ruin, that the price was so high.
所以讲到归回，我能够想到的就大概最少有这三个原因。
And so when speaking of return, I could think of these three reasons.
第一个，我根本没觉得我是被掳的。
First is that I don't even feel that I'm in captivity.
第二个，我知道我是被掳，反正没有能力回去了。
Second, I know I'm in captivity, but I have no strength to return.
第三个，我早就想过真的要走上归回的路，但想到那个代价，打退堂鼓。
The third is I want to walk the way of returning, but the price is too high to pay.
所以你会发现，今天在神的儿女当中，很少人肯归回。
So you find that among God's children, there are very few who are willing to return.
我们就要承认一件事，今天教会神的家是荒凉的。
So we need to admit one thing, and that is God's church, God's house today is in desolation.
没有归回，你想这个家不是荒凉的吗？
If they didn't return, can you think how the house wouldn't be desolate?
基本上是没有人。
Since there's nobody.
我们今天看到在地上各处好像都好多教会，很多人在聚会。
In this world, around the world, there are so many churches where people are gathering.
但是我们要问，许多的聚会，主的地位太少。
But we must ask, though there are many meetings, the Lord has very few places where He has the priority.
圣灵的工作也不明显。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is not apparent.
So, 如果我们真的看到这个现状的话，我们要切切在主面前祷告，求主可怜我们。
So, if we see this condition, we need to pray to the Lord and ask Him to have pity on us.
使我们能够归回，使我们能够起来走恢复的路，做恢复的事。
That we can return and walk the way of return and do the recovery.
所以我上次提了几个字哈，三个R，return, recovery, and revival. 恢复与复兴.
So last time I shared on these three R's, return, recovery, and revival. This is the way we must walk.
我提了我们需要恢复那起初的爱.
And I spoke that we need to restore that first love.
恢复真实的爱主.
Restore the true love to the Lord.
我相信弟兄姊妹是有心要爱主的.
I believe that brothers and sisters have a heart to love the Lord.
但是我里面还是愿意
So we must encourage each other that we rise up and love the Lord. In these end times, we love many things apart from the Lord, which prevents us from completely loving Him.
我们刚刚读过的一些圣经, 我们爱自己, 我们爱钱财, 爱享受, 爱宴乐, 爱世界, 这一切都使我们没办法真实地来爱主。
The Bible verses we just read, that we love ourselves, love money, love pleasure, love leisure, love the world, these all prevent us from loving God.
仇敌的诡计, 我们一定要防的, 它让我们慢慢渗进来, 不知不觉我们已经不能不爱主了。
We must defend ourselves against Satan's schemes because little bit by bit we start not loving the Lord.
所以我们真实的要起来爱主，因为他实在是爱我们。
So we need to rise up and love the Lord because He truly loves us.
所以我愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通，真正的爱主那个表现是什么？
So I want to share with brothers and sisters, if we truly love the Lord, what is the manifestation of that?
真的爱主有结果了，那个结果是什么？
If we really love the Lord, there is a result. What is that result?
我说我会用三个人来谈到这个爱主的事情。
I said that I would share on three people regarding this loving the Lord.
上次交通的第一个人，莫大拉的玛利亚。
Last week we shared on the first person, Mary Magdalene.
莫大拉的玛利亚, 她的特点, 她爱主, 她跟着主走。
Special point about Mary Magdalene, she loved the Lord and she followed the Lord.
主到哪里, 她跟到哪里。
Wherever the Lord went, there she went also.
她跟到十字架底下, 还跟到坟墓去。
She went all the way to the cross and she went to the tomb.
当这个空坟墓, 没人知道耶稣身体去哪里, 门徒都走, 他还留在坟墓那里哭。
And by the empty tomb, no one knew where the body was. The disciples had left, but she stayed there and wept.
因为他实在是爱主, 主都不在了, 他不要跟到哪里了, 只好留在那里。
Because she loved the Lord so much that when the Lord was gone, she didn't know where else she would go, so she just stayed there.
第一个显现给他看。
And when the Lord resurrected, the first person He revealed Himself to was Mary Magdalene.
我常常觉得, what a reward. 她是第一个看到复活的主。
And I think to myself, what a reward that she was the first person who saw the resurrected Lord.
她心里面喜乐。
And she was filled with joy.
从忧愁变喜乐, 因为她看见复活的主。
She went from being sorrowful to joyful because she saw the resurrected Lord.
她跑去跟门徒说, 我看见主了。
She ran and told the disciples that I have seen the Lord.
我没有跟任何一个人说过, 我看见主了。
Have we told anyone that I have seen the Lord?
我们会觉得这好玄啊, 怎么看呢?
We might think this is so abstract. How can you see?
但她告诉门徒说, 我看见主了。
But she told the disciples, I have seen the Lord.
我们在地上, 主命令我们要跟随他。
In this earth, the Lord has commanded us to follow Him.
我们能够跟随他, 因为我们真的看见他, 才能够跟随。
We follow Him because we truly see Him, so we can follow Him.
不是你跟, 你要跟着哪一个人走?
Otherwise, who are you going to follow?
除非你真的遇见他, 不是你怎么跟?
Unless you truly meet Him, how can you follow?
说什么叫遇见主?
So what does it mean to meet the Lord?
圣经告诉我们说主就是光, 你遇见光, 你就不会在黑暗里面走。
The Bible tells us that the Lord is light. If we meet the Lord, we will not walk in darkness.
说如果我们遇见光, 一个我们愿意的话, 我会跟着光走。
So if we
see the light, then we will follow the light.
光照，最近我跟弟兄姊妹提到光照这件事情。
I shared with brothers and sisters on being enlightened.
这个是我根本不知道我错了。
It is that I don't even know that I'm wrong.
我也不知道我在黑暗。
I don't even know I'm in darkness.
我们就需要一个光突然把我们照亮。
So we need a light to shine in us.
光照的目的是给我认识我自己，认识我现在在的光景。
The purpose of the light is to reveal my current condition.
光照使我能够回转。
And the light causes me to repent and turn back.
说第一个，我跟弟兄姊妹交通的爱主，是要来跟随主，并且能够跟到底。
So the first point I share with brothers and sisters is that we love the Lord, we follow Him to the end.
如果我们不起来爱主，我们会跟一下，很快就退了，跟不了太久的。
If we do not rise up and love the Lord, we may follow for a little time, but we cannot follow all the way to the end.
我今天要来提到第二个人，这个人是伯大尼的玛利亚。
Today I would like to share the second person, and this is Mary of Bethany.
我们请翻到约翰福音第十二章。
Let us turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章第一到第三节，我想这些圣经节，这个讲英文的，请跟着就不翻出来了哈。十二章第一到第三节。
We'll only read these verses in Chinese, so just follow along. John chapter 12, verse 1-3.
逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼。就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处，有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席。马大事后，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿大香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。翻到路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节。
Next, let us turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 38-42.
第十章第三十八到四十二节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大事后的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说，主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人侍候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。耶稣回答说，马大马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去。我们再看一段哈，马可福音第十四章第三到第九节。
Let us turn to one more passage, Mark chapter 14, verse 3-9.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说，何用这样的枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖三十多两银子，周济穷人。他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说，由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你，普天之下无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所做的，以为纪念。这里记载了这伯大尼的玛利亚。
Here it speaks of Mary of Bethany.
圣经没有记载为什么这个玛利亚会爱主。
The Bible does not record why Mary loved the Lord.
但她爱主，她有表现。
But she loved the Lord and she had a behavior.
她不像摩达拉玛利亚一直跟着耶稣到处跑。
She was not like Mary Magdalene who went with Jesus wherever he went.
但是每一次耶稣到了伯大尼，住在他娘家，他都是坐在耶稣脚前听耶稣讲话。
But every time Jesus went to Bethany and went to their house, she sat at the feet of Jesus to hear his words.
对马大来讲，我要表现我爱主，她忙得不得了。
For Martha, she wants to show that she loved the Lord, so she
was
so busy. And so she wanted to show the Lord that I put in my best effort to repay you.
她又忙又累。
And she was busy and she was tired.
看到她妹妹那个样子，火就从心中冒出来。
And when she saw her sister just sitting there, she became angry.
你知道她没有得到主的称赞，她心中可能想主啊，我没功劳也有苦劳吧。And
she did not receive the praise from the Lord, and perhaps she was thinking that even though I did not accomplish much, I should get a reward for my hard work.
都会觉得我没功劳，你也看一看我有苦劳嘛，对吧？And
maybe for us who serve the Lord, we think, you know, though I might not accomplish much, I should still get a reward for the hard work I put in.
我们想用苦肉计，就是得到主的心，这一招不行的。And
we think that as long as we put in hard work, we will touch the heart of the Lord.
你知道我们如果两个人是相爱，两个人可以讲不完的话。
If two people love one another, there are endless words that they can speak.
如果说，这个你真的爱一个人，你也很想听他讲话。
And if you love someone, you will really want to hear their words.
我们发现这个玛利亚的爱主，她不是外面做了很多的事情来表现她爱主。
We see that her marriage, she did not do a lot of outward things to say that she loved the Lord, but it was an inner expression.
我们发现玛利亚，主耶稣来了，因为主耶稣可能不，我可能也会都在，如果去到伯大尼都在他家过夜，在他们家过夜，但是每一次只要主耶稣来了，他都能够尽情听主要讲的话。
So every time the Lord went to Bethany, she sat before the feet of our Lord and heard the words he had to say.
我们发现一直跟着耶稣的一堆的门徒，最少那十二个都听不懂主的话，玛利亚听懂。We
see that the disciples who followed our Lord, the 12 of them, they couldn't hear the word of the Lord and understand it, but Mary understood it.
她听懂了主的话，她很想做点事。
And she heard the word of the Lord, and she really wanted to do something about it.
我怎么做给主知道我是爱他的？
What can I do to show the Lord that I love him?
那他也会想到，我要跟主表示我爱他的，有代价。And
to show that she loves the Lord, there's a price to pay.
你知道，他可能想到我只有一瓶的香膏。
Maybe she thought that I only have one jar alabaster flask.
如果你想我要表示爱主，就请主耶稣吃饭，这个我姐姐都做了，整天在请耶稣吃饭，对吧？
Maybe you might think I love the Lord, I will treat him to a meal. That is what my older sister has always been doing.
送个礼物给耶稣，也没什么可以送的。主耶稣说我要什么，就一要就出现了嘛，这个你可以送什么呢？你
Or perhaps we might think we give the Lord a gift, but the Lord can create any gift he wants. So what can we give to the Lord?
只有那一瓶的香膏，他觉得是最宝贵的。Only
that one alabaster flask of spikenard she thought was very precious.
他要把这瓶的香膏给主，就会想到代价。And
so when she thought of giving this to the Lord, then she would think of the cost.
因为这个香膏是最宝贵的一样东西。Because
this flask of spikenard was the most precious thing she had.
读圣经的人告诉我们说，这一瓶真拿达香膏是人一年的薪水。And
the Bible scholars tell us that the flask of spikenard, this was worth 1 year's salary.
弟兄姊妹，大家很多人在上班，想想你一年的薪水就在一秒钟之内全没了。And
so many of you are working, if you think that 1 year's salary in a few seconds, it is gone.
不要想，就税前税后，反正就一年的薪水。
Don't think about pre-tax or after-tax.
她把她全倒在耶稣身上。
She poured it all on our Lord Jesus.
我们常常想哈，我们如果要讲到付代价，我们就说好，我劳碌，我好好服侍主，服侍人，传福音，对吧？
When we think of paying the price, we say that I will work very hard, I will share the gospel, I will serve others.
如果我在想什么叫做服侍，如果我们那个观念是这个服侍，我有那一瓶香膏，我先把它卖掉。
If that is our mindset, perhaps we'll think, I have this costly flask of oil that I will sell it first.
我把钱哪来了？哎，你说玛利亚，摩大拉玛利亚不是主耶稣到哪里都一直替他付钱的吗？
And wasn't Mary Magdalene the one who supplied the Lord with money wherever he went so I could sell it for money?
我不知道这两个玛利亚有没有交通的。
I don't know if these two Marys had fellowship.
但是有交通的话，那我就卖掉，因为我没你摩大拉玛利亚有钱啊。
But if they did, perhaps she would say, I will just sell it because I don't have as much money as you.
我把香膏卖了，那换成钱，我也能够一直这个主耶稣需要，门徒需要什么，我都可以帮忙啊，这个服侍嘛。
And so if she sold the flask, she could now supply Jesus and his disciples with money.
我常常在想，摩大尼的玛利亚，她怎么有香膏，就全倒了。
I often think that this Mary of Bethany, that when she had the flask, she poured it all on our Lord Jesus.
全倒在耶稣身上，你知道还有很多漏到地上的。
She poured it all on our Lord Jesus, and some probably fell on the floor.
不要太怪犹大或者那些门徒，太浪费了。
We shouldn't just blame the disciples and Judas who said, oh, it is so wasteful.
你倒一点点已经很香了。
Or maybe you just need to pour a little bit and the fragrance will show.
你倒四分一瓶好不好？主应该已经很满意了。
Or maybe if you just pour a quarter of the bottle, the Lord should be satisfied.
你还有四分三瓶准备你结婚用的。
Then you still have three quarters of it to use for your wedding.
你怎么全部都倒了？
Why'd you pour it all?
你不觉得太浪费了吗？
Don't you think it's too wasteful?
这里还有一件事。
There is one more thing here.
他把这么贵重的香膏摆在一个非常贵重的瓶子里。
That this costly oil spikenard is placed in a very expensive
flask. 这是两个贵重的东西啊。
These are two very expensive items.
圣经特别讲这是一个玉瓶。
The Bible especially mentions that it was an alabaster flask. I've never seen one of these before.
但是我知道是贵重的。
But I know that it's precious.
他把它贵重的香膏摆在一个玉瓶里。
You put this costly oil into this alabaster.
我以前读圣经哈，我总是很纳闷，难道没有一个盖子的吗？
When I read this, I thought, is there not a cap?
你不可以打开盖子倒吗？
Could you not open the cap and pour a little?
你是这么不懂吗？这个，如果我在家里有个盖子不盖，我就打，我看我不用回家了。
And I thought to did she not know that she could open the cap? And for myself, if I didn't know that there was a cap and I broke it, the bottle instead, I think I would be in trouble.
但是后来慢慢地认识到，她必须打破玉瓶。
But then I slowly came to know she had to break the alabaster glass.
打破玉瓶跟我们今天我们需要被剥开是差不多的意思。
Breaking the alabaster flask and us being broken today is very similar.
十字架的路。从伯大尼的玛利亚，十字架的爱，他都显出来了。
The way of the cross and it was all manifested in Mary of Bethany.
你说什么叫打破玉瓶啊？
What does it mean to break the alabaster flask?
我这个人是愿意，不是愿意啊，我已经打破了。
This means that this person, I'm willing to be broken.
我是全然把自己献上。
And completely give myself up.
你知道这个打破玉瓶啊，这个玉瓶还是身外之物。
When we speak of breaking the alabaster flask, this is a physical outward possession.
这个还没摸到你这个人啊，这个东西还是身外之物。
It has not touched yourself, but this is just an outward possession.
当然这个东西是你宝贵的。
Of course it is something you find very precious.
他要告诉主说，我爱你，身外之物再不霸占我的心。
She wanted to show the Lord that I love the Lord and nothing else is occupying her heart.
第一步就能够把玉瓶打掉。
So the first step, she was able to break the alabaster flask.
这个动作不简单。
This action is not easy.
我讲过我们以前年轻我们说不想看电视。
I have shared before that when I was young, we said,
我只是把电视机收起来，我们的弟兄把电视机从二楼就丢到下面，他打破电视机了。
And so for myself, I just put the TV in the closet, but my brother, he threw it off the second floor and broke it.
不到一个月他买一台新的。
But before a month ended, he bought a new one.
这个东西买得回来，这个玉瓶买不回来。
That is something that you can buy again, but this alabaster flask you cannot purchase again.
你知道他打破玉瓶的动作，主的心满足。
And we need to see that this action of breaking the alabaster flask pleased the Lord.
主今天不勉强我们。
Today the Lord does not force us.
是我们是否愿意甘心乐意主说，身外之物已经不霸占我的心。
But it is from the willingness of our heart to show that these physical things no longer occupy our heart.
我能够告诉你，我爱你，我给你知道，身外之物不能够跟你相比。
And to show our love for the Lord, we show that these outward things no longer occupy our hearts.
说他能够把玉瓶打破了。
So she was able to break the alabaster flask.
你知道玉瓶打破，香膏才出来。
Only when you break the alabaster flask will the fragrance flow forth.
对他来讲，我刚刚已经提了，我怎么能够对主，能够真的给他知道，我真的是爱他。
So how can she really show the Lord that she loves him?
他听见主的话，要去受害，要去死。
She heard the word of the Lord that he would suffer and die.
我可以做什么事？在主受害受死的上面我能够为主做的。
What can I do in regards to the Lord's suffering and death?
你知道这个时候已经快到主要上十字架。
We need to understand that at this moment the Lord was about to go to the cross.
他知道如果我要抓住这个机会的话，我必须决定打破我的玉瓶，把香膏膏在主的身上。
She knew that this was her last opportunity. If she wanted to show the Lord, she had to break the alabaster flask now.
时间非常的短。
Time was very short.
没有的，我想一个月再做吧。
There was no, I'll think for a month and then I will act on it.
一个月主都复活了，不用你膏了。
In a month, the Lord will even be resurrected. You don't need to anoint him anymore.
对他来讲，我现在不做， I'm going to miss the opportunity. 我会失去这个机会，在主的事上。主受死死的事情上我高主我没机会。
And so for her, if she did not anoint the Lord now before his death, she would miss the opportunity.
你知道圣经告诉我们说主死了埋葬了，在他复活前只有伯大尼的玛利亚高过耶稣。
And so we see that for the Lord's death andWhen he resurrected, we see that only Mary of Bethany was.
后来好多的妇女到坟墓去，已经太晚了。主都复活了，你现在才来膏我。
And after the Lord resurrected, there were some maidservants who went to try to anoint the Lord, but it was too late. The Lord had already resurrected.
弟兄姊妹，爱主是现在。
Brothers and sisters, loving the Lord is now.
爱主不是等明天。
Loving the Lord is not waiting for tomorrow.
等下个月，等明年。
Waiting for next month, for next year.
爱主是现在就要爱主。
Loving the Lord is now.
因为我们会失去那个机会。
Because we will miss out on the opportunity.
我们发现玛利亚，她的爱主，她不是照她的意思来爱主。
We see that Mary did not love the Lord according to her own desires, her own will.
主啊，我一个礼拜聚会两次够了，三次太多了。
Lord, I went to meetings twice this week. Three times would be too much.
一旦我们跟主一讲，去算这个条件的时候，我们的爱主已经是有打折扣。
When we start saying these types of things to the Lord, we already have a hindrance in our heart.
他是尽他所能的。来爱主的。
She did all that she could to love the Lord.
她是照主所喜悦的来爱主。
And she loved the Lord in a way that was pleasing to the Lord.
我们怎么知道她这个稻香膏是主喜悦的？
How do we know that when she poured out this ointment that it was pleasing to the Lord.
马可福音告诉我们说，他倒完之后。 当门徒们都说是浪费的时候，主耶稣说他做了一件美事。We
see that after she poured out the oil, that even the disciples criticized her, that the Lord said that she has done a good work for me.
她为着我的安葬而做这件事。That
she has done this for my burial.
主耶稣不宣告，我们根本不懂玛利亚你在干嘛。
If the Lord did not say this, we would not even understand what Mary is doing.
如果我是他妈的话，我爸爸的话，这父母的话说：“哎，玛利亚，你在干嘛？你整瓶倒了。”If
I were a parent, I would think, "What are you doing? That you poured out the whole flask?"
那主耶稣替他解释，他是为我安葬而膏我。But
the Lord explained it for her that she has done this for my burial.
你知道，打破了玉瓶，那个香气才出来。
We need to understand that when you break the only when you break the flask will the fragrance come.
我们能够愿意把身外之物都能够舍了，基督的香气才会从我们身上出来。Only
when we are able to lay down ourselves will the fragrance of our Lord be manifest from us.
玛利亚究竟怎么知道要膏耶稣？
How did Mary know she needed to anoint the Lord Jesus?
因为主耶稣一来，她就能够进前厅。
It's because when the Lord came to her place, she was able to listen closely to the Lord.
主耶稣在这里再说了一句话，玛利亚是尽她所能的，来表示她爱我。The
Lord also says another word that she has done what she could in her love for the Lord.
我们常常会说，哎，给我一个标准，做了什么就是对的，啊，不做什么就是错的。圣经似乎不给我们看这个东西。
Sometimes we ask for a standard. What thing do I do is right and what things I do are wrong? But the Lord, the Bible does not tell us.
圣经里面要我们看到一个，你是不是尽你所能的来爱我们的主。
But what the Bible shows is that you need to do all that you can to love the Lord.
每个人的尽所能都不同。
Everyone's all is different.
这成为麻烦的事。
And this is the troublesome part.
我们更不能够用别人的标准来量另外一个人的标准。
Neither can we compare one person's standard with another person.
因为圣经给我们一个观念是尽你所能的。
Because the Bible tells us principle that do all that you can.
马可福音也告诉我们说，主要我们是什么？尽心、尽意、尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力，爱主你的神。
The book of Mark also tells us that we need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.
是尽你所能的来爱主。
This is with all you have to love the Lord.
尽你的魂来爱主。
This is all your soul to love the Lord.
我们发现圣经里面有个例子说，这个一个寡妇，她只给了两个小钱，用绝对的眼光，这太少了。
We see the time the widow gave the 2 mites. From our perspective, this is not much.
两个小钱能够做什么事？
What can 2 mites accomplish?
但主耶稣满足了。主耶稣称赞这个寡妇，她把全部都献。But
the Lord Jesus was pleased with this widow because she gave her all.
我们看大卫，他想为神造一个殿。We
see David wants to build a temple for God.
因为他知道。 神愿意住在人间,
because he knew that God wanted to dwell among men.
当神不容许他盖的时候,
when God did not allow David to build it,
大卫说, 我尽我所能的, 为这个殿预备材料。
David did all that he could to prepare the materials to build this temple.
我们要问, 没有一个标准的, 他就说, 尽我所能的。
So we see that there is no set standard that he did all that he could.
我们发现伯大尼的玛利亚跟莫大拉的玛利亚的爱主的表现是不同的。So
we see that the expression of love from Mary Magdalene and Mary of Bethany is different.
但他们两个都是爱主。But
they both love the Lord.
这伯大尼的玛利亚，她把一切身外之物全摆上。And
so this Mary of Bethany, she gave all that she had.
所以结果是什么？What
is the
outcome?
What is the outcome? She was remembered by the Lord.
那主已经称赞她了，但那个结果是主纪念她。The
Lord already praised her, but the reward was that the Lord remembered her.
主并且说，在普天下之人，当你要传福音的时候。 你要记得这个人所做的。
Lord also said that wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
第二个的爱主，我们第一个表现是敬虔听，能够到主的脚前听他的话，并且听得见、听得懂。
Second thing is that we must sit at the feet of the Lord and listen closely to His word and understand His word.
我们乐意为主付代价。
And willingly we pay the price for the Lord.
这个代价是身外之物的。
And this price is outward possessions.
人看来你太傻了，你太浪费了，你这么贵重的给主，但是我们要有个眼光，为主舍的是值得的。
To man, this might be foolish that you are being wasteful, but before the Lord, we need to have this vision that it is worth it to give to the Lord.
第三个人，我们要来看耶稣肉身的母亲玛利亚。
And the third person we need to look at is our Lord Jesus' physical mother on earth, Mary.
我们还是不翻英文了，我们翻到路加福音第一章。
We'll just read the Bible verses in Chinese, so we'll follow along in English. We'll turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章第二十六到三十八节。
Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这城名叫拿撒勒，到了一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟。童女的名字叫玛利亚，天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思。天使对她说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要伟大称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？天使回答说，耶稣要圣灵要临到你，临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了，因为出于神的话没有一句不带能力的。玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开他去了。四十六、四十七节。
Verse 46 and 47。
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微，使从今以后万代要称我有福。圣经也没有记载年轻的玛利亚怎么样爱主，怎么会爱主。
The Bible also does not record why a young Mary would love the Lord.
但神选中他，证明他爱主。
But the Lord chose her, which shows that she loved the Lord.
一见她就说蒙大恩的女子。
And so once he sees her, he says, rejoice, highly favored one.
天使告诉她，你要怀孕，要生个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，是至高者的儿子。
Bible, the angel tells her, behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest.
玛利亚听不懂。
Mary could not understand this.
我还没有出嫁，怎么会有这种事？
She says, since I do not know a man, how could this happen?
天使继续说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，你所要生的是一位圣者，称为神的儿子。
The angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God.
她那时候已经订婚了。
At that time she was already engaged.
如果怀孕怎么解释？
If she were pregnant, how would she explain this?
我要问，如果你是玛利亚，你纠结吗？
I need to ask you, if you were Mary, would you struggle?
我想啊， 十个九个人都纠结。
Maybe 9 out of 10 people would struggle.
我如果一旦怀孕, 我是, 怎么讲, 百口, 没得变的吧。
And if you're pregnant, there's nothing she can say to change it.
我的纠结是什么? 我未婚夫一定不要我。
And what is her struggle? It is that her fiance would not, would leave her.
我一直梦想就是要嫁他。
And her dream was to marry him.
现在怎么有这个事呢?
So how could this thing happen?
第二个, 我的名誉没了。
The second is that my name is gone.
第三个, 我有可能被石头打死。
And the third is that I could possibly be stoned.
你要这个, 这再不是身外之物。
We see here that this is no longer just outward possession.
这个摸到我, 这个人的最深处。
This touched the deepest part of ourselves.
我如果答应这件事的话, 我基本上, 我完了。
If I agree to this, then I might be doomed.
我没有这一生了, 我基本上完了。
That perhaps my life is over.
但是我们发现玛利亚的回答, 她说我是主的使女, 情愿照你的话, 成就在我身上。
But let us look at Mary's response. She says, Behold the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
这是什么样的心态啊?
What type of heart does she have to the Lord?
她不是舍去她身外的东西啊。
She was not just giving up her physical thing.
她说我这个人也可以全舍了。She
was willing to give up her whole life.
只要是神要的，我全给了。As
long as it is what the Lord wants, she is willing to give all.
包括我里面最心爱的人。Including
the person she loves the most.
包括我所有的名誉还算是外在的。
Including all her name, which we might think is outward.
Reputation.
Or her reputation, which might, we might consider an outward.
这条命我也可以给了。
But even her life she was willing to give.
这个爱是绝对没保留的爱。
This love is without reservation.
我们发现她的爱主是绝对的圣徒。
We see that her love to the Lord is an absolute obedience.
没错, 她问了, 我还没有出嫁, 怎么有这种事呢?
Indeed, she asks, How can this be since I do not know a man?
但是当她听了那个解释, 她基本上也是不懂, 你知道玛利亚很多东西都不懂的, 所以圣经说她反复思想了, 她是藏在心里面, 她很多东西都不懂,
We need to understand that Mary did not understand a lot of what the angel was telling her, but the Bible records that she kept these words in her heart.
她不像伯大尼的玛利亚, 听懂的。
She was not like Mary of Bethany who understood what the Lord said.
她听不懂, 她里面有一个是我绝对的顺服。
She did not understand completely, but she had the attitude that she would completely obey.
你知道什么叫绝对的顺服?
What does it mean to completely obey?
就是她爱主, 到了一个地步, 她忘了她自己。
It means that she loved the Lord to a point she forgot about herself.
她忘了她自己的情况。
She forgot about her own situation.
她不看这件事的结果。
She did not see the consequence of
her. 她爱主, 她忘了自己。
She loved the Lord, she forgot about herself.
她这个爱主是忘了自己的爱主。
And this love is a love that even forgets herself.
或者说她是一个忘舍己,真的舍己的爱。
Or in other words, this is a love that denies herself.
她对主说,我什么也可以不要不爱。
She's telling the Lord she, everything else she doesn't need to love.
就算我最爱的人,我也可以放。
Even the one she loves the most, she can let go.
我的性命,我可以放。
She can let go of her reputation.
只要你的旨意成就就行。
As long as the will of the Lord is accomplished, that is good enough.
她能够接受,做出,绝对接受出所要做的。
And she could completely accept whatever the Lord would do in her life.
我们昨天晚上在交通说神拣选他所要的器皿，扫罗，后来是保罗。Yesterday
I shared that God chooses vessels to for His use, and we looked at Saul who became Paul.
这里有一个人神拣选。And
here we see someone who God chose.
什么叫拣选的器皿？What
does it mean to be a vessel chosen by God?
绝对为主，毫无保留。
It means that completely given to the Lord without reservation.
连多想一下, 他都不愿意。
She wasn't even able to think for a moment.
她完全忘记自己, 主你有要求,
but for the Lord, whatever the Lord asked, she completely agreed.
我昨天晚上问年轻人谁愿意做神的拣选的器皿我全场举手。
I asked the young people yesterday night, who wants to be a vessel chosen to be used by God? Everyone raised their hand.
你今天看这个耶稣肉身的母亲神拣选的器皿他要付的是什么代价？
But when we look at our Jesus' physical or earthly mother, the price she had to pay when she was chosen to be used by God.
如果我们不是忘记自己的话，我答应得了主这个要求。
If we do not forget about ourselves, will we be able to answer the call of the Lord?
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
But Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
我在想，我是哭哭啼啼的好了，给你。Perhaps
I would think that I would be weeping and sorrowful, and I say, Lord, I give myself to you.
眼泪流的不停。That
I would be weeping.
他怎么可以说我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐？
How is Mary able to say, my soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior?
只有一个什么都忘了，好像被洗脑，什么都忘了。Only
one thing, and that is she forgot everything else.
我是爱我的主。She
only loved the Lord.
你有要求，我答应。
Whatever he requested, she answered and agreed.
所有要被主能够拣选的人，都是能够说主啊，我在这里。Everyone
who wants to be chosen to be used by God must respond, Lord, here I am.
你不是要一个什么出名的弟兄、出名的姊妹，所有你是能够我们已经蒙恩得救的。 主对我们有要求，我们能够说出，我在这里。It
doesn't matter if you're famous, brother, sister. All of us who believe in the Lord, we need to have this response, Lord, here I am.
我们能够这样子，我们在里面才不会有委屈的。And
only if we are like this will we not be misunderstood.
我们常常会觉得委屈，为什么不叫他，要叫我了，好委屈。
Because we might think, oh, why did you choose that person, not me?
何必偏偏选中我?
Or we have to want the Lord to choose us.
但是你要知道,主能够选中我们,看中我们,这是最大的 reward, 最大的赏赐。
But we see that when the Lord looks on us and chooses us, this is the greatest reward.
说第三个,爱主,降服在主的面前。
So the third is love the Lord. We need to completely obey the Lord.
是完全忘记自己对主的，显出对主的爱。
Completely forget about ourselves when we express our love to the Lord.
乐意让主的旨意成就在我身上。
Willing to let the Lord accomplish His will in our lives.
所以我用这三个人刚好都叫玛利亚。
I use these three people as an illustration. They all happen to be named Mary.
你从一个角度，你发现我提着三个玛利亚，对主的爱一个比一个深。When
I mention these three Marys, their love for the Lord is deeper. Each one goes.
因为第一个波达拉玛利亚，她跟着主。First
Mary Magdalene, she followed the Lord.
她真是里面很不舍得主。And
she did not want to let go of the Lord.
因为有这个不舍得，她能够一直跟着主。Because
of this, she was able to follow the Lord.
第二个玛利亚。 他的爱主要有付出的。The
second Mary, she loved the Lord, she had to pay a price.
他那个爱主身外之物你必须舍下。She
gave her outward possessions.
这是进了一步的爱主。This
is another step more to loving the Lord.
我能够放下我身外之物。That
she could let go of all outward possessions.
第三个玛利亚, 在我的感觉是最高表示的爱主。
To me, this is the highest expression of what she loved the Lord.
什么都可以不要。
She didn't need to have anything else.
包括我里面最爱的人，包括我最爱的自己，我全部可以不要。
The person she loved the most, and even her own life, she was able to give.
只要我的主能够满足我全人的本性。
as long as the Lord could be satisfied, I will give my all.
我是完全能够降服在他面前。
I can completely submit before him.
这好像三个梯阶给我们去爬的。
It is three steps for us to climb.
主要我们来爱他。
The Lord wants us to love him.
主问彼得说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
The Lord asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
这还是身外的都是鱼吗？
This is still our thing there. He's talking about fish.
But
the Lord is still asking Peter, do you love me more than these?
我这些圣经节不读了哈。
I won't read these Bible verses.
真的问他，问我们，你爱我比这些更深。
But the Lord is asking us the same thing today. Do you love me more than these?
我们必须有个眼光，求主打开，这世界的东西都是短暂的。
We must have the vision to see that all things in this world are temporary.
这地上你再去追求，最终都是虚幻。That
as much as you pursue, in the end, these things are all just vanity, are mirage.
你得不到，你拼命追得不到，你非常的失落。That
you pursue and you try to obtain it, if you don't get it, you feel like you suffer loss.
就算给你追到了，得到了，突然间有个感觉，我还是失落。But
even if you do gain it, you still feel that emptiness, that you have suffered loss.
我传福音的时候，我常常讲，一个猫整天爱追东西。I
shared that when sharing the gospel, I say that a cat likes to chase things.
所以它有一天追它的尾巴。When
they chase her own tail.
它追不到，非常的失落。
When she couldn't catch her tail, she was very distraught.
因为她都累了，怎么就是追不着呢？
Because she was all tired and she couldn't catch it.
终于有一天，她追着。One
day she finally caught her tail.
一口咬下去。And
she bit down.
她叫大声叫一声，她以后再不会追了。And
then she screamed and she would no longer chase after her tail.
因为追到了会痛。Because
when you chase it, when you finally get it, it hurts.
所以你得到的。 你没得到很失落，你得到了更失落。
If you didn't get it, you are distraught. But if you get it, you are even more distraught.
所以传道书告诉我们说，如果你在主以外再追求的话，是虚空的虚空。
So the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that whatever you're seeking for in this world is vanity and vanity.
你基本上在捕风了，你就是在 catch wind. 你没可能追到，就你都追到，你收息不收不到的。
It is if you are grasping for the wind, so even if you try to catch it, you can't keep it.
你看不饱，你听不够。
That you cannot see enough and you cannot hear enough.
永远都不能满足。
You will never be satisfied.
你知道今天的年轻人，基本上要什么有什么。
Today young people, whatever they want, they can get it.
所以你发现他们里面不满足。
So you find that they are not satisfied.
我年轻的时候能够吃到冰淇淋就高兴得不得了。
When I was young, if I could even eat ice cream, I was very satisfied.
半年我妈才会买一个小瓶的摆在冰箱里。
And only every half year would my mom bring one home.
我每天能够舔一点点，哇，高兴得不得了。
And every day if I could just have a little, I was very content.
今天年轻人要什么，一下子就有了。
But today, young people, whatever they want, they get it.
他永远不满足。
Will never be satisfied.
这个世界一直追，没有满足过。
And you could pursue the whole world and not be satisfied.
我们如果主开我们的眼，我们要改变我们所追求的这条路。
We need the Lord to open our eyes to show us that we need to change our pursuit in the world.
爱主不是一个口号。
Loving the Lord is not just a slogan.
爱主也不是一时情感的冲动，听了一首诗歌，哇，这个我爱主。
Loving the Lord is also not just a reaction in the heat of the moment.
因为如果是这样爱主，一试就出来了。
Because if this is our love to the Lord, whenever something arises, we will no longer love it.
求主给我们能够照着刚刚所讲的说，让我这个梯阶能够爬，让我真实的来爱你。
But as we just mentioned, may the Lord help us that we can climb this ladder of loving the Lord more.
So 让我愿意也能够跟从你。
And may we follow him.
让我常见你的面，能够常有遇见主的经历。
May we often see his face and often have the experience of meeting the Lord.
So 帮助我更进一步，尽我所能的来爱你。
May the Lord help us to take a step closer to loving the Lord.
能够舍去所有身外之物，让我来爱你。
We can lay down all physical possessions to love the Lord.
你知道这是主所喜悦的。
We need to know that this is pleasing to the Lord.
第三个，让我能够降服。
The third is that we can completely
忘记我自己。
Forget about ourselves.
你知道我们唱的只有一世，只有忘记自己才能够只有一世。
When we sing the hymn, there is one thing. It is only when we forget about ourselves can we say
there is one thing. 只有这样子，我们才能够成就他的旨意。
Only this way can we accomplish His will.
我们要成为主的器皿，必须如此的来爱他。
If we want to be God's vessel, we must love Him.
不然我们就像扫罗王。
Otherwise, we will be like King Saul.
你以为他不爱主吗？
Do you think he doesn't love the Lord?
他有爱主。
He does love the Lord.
你看他外面的表现，他谦卑啊。
If we see his outward actions, he was humble.
我绝对不相信他装出来。
I don't think he was just acting.
但是当主，当神对他有要求的时候，一试就失败了。
But when the Lord asked something of him, once he was tested, he failed.
他完全没 ready, 没准备好能够完成神所要做。
He was not ready and prepared.To do what the Lord asked him.
他没办法成为神要用的一个器皿。
He could not be a vessel that God could use.
结果被神弃绝了。
And he was rejected by God.
我要读一节圣经哈。
I want to read a Bible verse.
哥林多前书第十六章。
First Corinthians chapter 16.
好吧，我们一起来看哥林多前书第十六章第二十二节。
Let's read it together. First Corinthians chapter 16, verse 22.
若有人不爱主。这人是可诅可咒的，主必要来。
If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. O Lord, come.
哥林多教会为什么有这么多问题？
Why did the church of Corinth have so many problems?
他们又结党，又犯淫乱，又彼此告状。
They had division, fornication, and many complaints.
这些问题的出现，乃是他们没有真实的爱主。
These things.Appear because they did not truly love the Lord.
他们有很多属灵的知识，有很多属灵的恩赐，但是他们还是保罗说他们还是属肉体，他们还是婴孩。
They had so much spiritual knowledge and spiritual gifts, but Paul says that they are fleshly and they are but babies.
因为他们失去那起初的爱。
Because they have lost that first love.
他们不是尽他所能的来爱主。
They did not love the Lord with all they had.
所以在保罗结束这本书信的时候，
So when Paul ends his letter,
保罗真的有感而发写了这句话。
He had a feeling and he wrote this word.
你要知道他这里都在问安了，怎么突然间来了这句话呢？
We see that Paul is just writing his greetings and his farewell. Why would he write this here?
因为他里面真的有一个很深的感觉。
Because Paul has a strong feeling in him.
如果你不爱主，你是可诅可咒的。
Because he knows that if you do not love the Lord, you will be accursed.
不管你的信仰有多纯正。
No matter how sure your faith is,
不管你的恩赐有多大
，No matter how many spiritual gifts you have，
如果你不能爱主，你有很多的问题啊。
If you do not love the Lord, you have many problems。
或者在神的家中就有很多的问题。
Or in God's house there will be many problems。
解决问题只有一条路，就是爱我们的主。
Solve these problems, there is only one way, and that is to love the Lord。
不要听信。仇敌讲的话
，We cannot listen to the lies of the enemy.
不要听仇敌，相信仇敌说你不能够爱主，你做不到的。
You cannot listen to the words of the enemy that you cannot love the Lord. You can't achieve this.
我们要知道主的生命已经在我们里面。
We need to know that the life of the Lord is already in us.
圣灵也在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is already in us.
我们是可以来爱主。
We can love the Lord.
今天我们所要的是起来。
Today what we need is to rise up.
我们起来，现在就来爱他。
We need to rise up and love the Lord now.
不是等明天，等下个月，等明年。
Not to wait for tomorrow, next month, or next year.
现在就起来。
But at this moment, now we rise up.
我们起来回转归向他。
And we turn back and love him.
我们要听到主对彼得说，你爱我比这些更深。
We need to hear the Lord's question to Peter, do you love me more than these?
我们也听到主对门徒说，你们要做我的门徒，你必须爱我胜过爱你的父母、儿女、丈夫、妻子、弟兄姊妹。
And we also need to hear what the Lord told his disciples, that if you love me, you need to forsake your parents, children, husband or wife, brothers, sisters. This is not just our thing. This is requiring your whole self. Why did the Lord ask this? Because he wants this love to the Lord to be one that forgets ourselves.
舍弃外面的，所以对彼得说，你爱我比这些更多。
He wanted us to give away or to not focus on all these physical possessions. He asked Peter, do you love me more than these?
他要我们舍去我们这个己，能够忘掉自己爱他，他就问说，你要爱我胜过父母儿女、丈夫妻子、弟兄姊妹。
He asks us, do we love him more than our own self? So he asks us, do we love him more than parents, children, husband or wife, brothers or sisters?
他还问，他还讲，要爱我过于你这个性命。
And the Lord even asked, do you love me more than your own life?
所以综合把这些话全摆起来，你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
So in conclusion, to sum it all up, we need to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. So may the Lord change our vision. That we must have the view that we must love the Lord. We cannot love the Lord just because there are things we love outside of the Lord. And that the love, the things outside of the Lord are occupying our hearts. If we do not rise up and love the Lord now, the weight of the other things will only grow heavier. So may the Lord have mercy on us.
改变我们的眼光,
change our view.
改变我们的心思,
change our mind.
我们现在能够走上这条归回的路,
and today we can walk the way to return.
我们能够 在归回的路上开始走这条恢复的路。
And on the way to return, we can walk the way of recovery.
我们能够恢复真实的爱他。
We can recover the true love to the Lord.
你知道我们刚刚读过启示录第二章，如果我们不能够回转，得回这起初的爱， 我们的见证就没了。
We just read in Revelation 2 that if we cannot restore this first love, then we will lose our testimony.
主耶稣说，我把灯台就挪走了。
Lord says that he will remove our lampstand.
你知道爱主这件事是一个，这个是不能取代的一样东西。
We need to know that loving the Lord is something we cannot take away.
不然我们聚在这里就没意义了。
Otherwise, we would gather here in vain.
灯台挪走就是主已经不承认我们在这里的聚会。If
the Lord removes this lampstand, it is that the it means that the Lord does not acknowledge the church.
人可以承认，但主不承认。Other
people may acknowledge the church, but the Lord does not acknowledge.
我们在地上聚在一起，只是为着主的见证。
And we meet together in this earth for one purpose, that for the testimony of the Lord.
所以主说，如果你不恢复那起初的爱，如果我们不能够这样的来爱主的话，主说我挪走那个灯台。So
the Lord tells us that if we are unable to love him this way, that he will remove the lampstand.
那我们就没见证。Then
we have no testimony.
我们又看看彼得哈，当主耶稣跟他说你爱我比这些更深吗的时候。
Let us also look at Peter when the Lord asked, do you love me more than these?
换句话说，他说彼得，如果你能够这样爱我的话，
He tells Peter, if you are able to love me more than these,
他后面怎么讲？你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊。
He then says that you will feed my sheep.
如果我们不能够有所舍弃的话，
if we are not able to lay down and suffer loss,
我们根本不能来侍奉主。
There's no way we can serve the Lord.
怎么侍奉？
How can we serve?
是主已经给彼得说，你要来侍奉我，但你必须爱我比这些更深。
The Lord already told Peter that you will serve me, but you also must love me.
我们的服侍基本上就是人。
When we serve is just man.
所以他这里说，你要牧养，你要喂养，除非你能够舍弃。
So, and he tells Peter that you need to feed my sheep and care for my sheep. You must be able to.
主呼召我们是要我们来侍奉他。
The Lord calls us is for us to serve him.
要知道没选择。
We need to know that we don't have a choice.
我们都是被呼召要来侍奉他。
We have all been called to serve him.
我们侍奉是一面侍奉他，一面侍奉马门。
But when we serve him, is it one hand serving him, one hand serving mammon?
如果我们侍奉他，又侍奉马门，我们至终是被弃绝。
If we are serving him and serving mammon at the same time, in the end, we will be rejected.
弟兄姊妹，爱主是必须的。
Brothers and sisters, loving the Lord is a must.
这条阶梯是必须爬的。You have to climb this
ladder. And you have to climb this ladder.
我们如果能够来爱主，
If we are able to love the Lord,
这是我们的拯救。
This is our deliverance.
因为这个地上的虚空最后会把我们吃掉。
Because in the end, the emptiness in the world will swallow us.
只有我们爱主，我变得在这虚空的大环境里面，我有目标的往前走。
Only if we love the Lord in the emptiness of this world, we have a goal to move forward.
所以在2022年的开始，这是我的负担。
At the beginning of 2022, this is my burden.
弟兄姊妹，会回吧。
Brothers and sisters, return.
我们一起来走这条恢复的路。
Let us rise up together and walk this way.
我们一起来走恢复的路。
Let's walk
做恢复的事。
Let us do the work of recovery.
第一件事情，让我们都起来爱他。
First thing we must do is rise up and love the Lord.
并且是现在，我们就起来爱他。
And we must rise up now and love the Lord.
愿主恢复这个爱主的实际，在我们的弟兄姊妹，在我们的聚会的当中。
May the Lord restore the reality of loving Him in our gathering.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你是用那永不改变的爱来爱我们。
Lord, we thank you that you love us with this never-changing love.
主，我们这些人是已经尝过主恩滋味的人。
Lord, we are those who are those who do not love you completely.
主，让我们都能够起来说，主啊，我们一切的好处都不在你以外。
But may we rise up and say, Lord, we have no goodness apart from you.
主啊，不管我过去的日子多么的背叛，或者多么的爱世界、爱自己。
Lord, in our past, no matter how much we loved the world or loved ourselves.
主啊，今天主，你告诉我，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
But you have told us to forget what is behind, reach forward towards what's ahead, and press towards the goal.
就像我们主啊，像我们刚刚唱的诗歌，我们愿意奔向前。
As the song we sang earlier, that we press forward.
说在一年的开始，帮助我们每一个，说我们起来爱你。
And so in this new year, may you help all of us that we rise up and love you.
说不要让仇敌啊谎言欺骗我们。
Do not let Satan fool us with his lies.
说救我们，不要相信说我们不能够，没可能来爱你。
Deliver us, and do not let us have the thought that there's no way we can love you.
说愿你的爱深深印在我们里面，吸引我们，我们每一个人都起来爱你。
May your love attract us and draw us that we can all love you.
并且现在就起来爱你。
And now we will love you.
说怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
我们已经活在最后一个时代的时段里面。
We are already living in the end times.
说让我得着我们的整个人，让我们全心全人的爱你。
May you obtain our whole being that we will love you with all our soul, with all our being.
说怜悯我们，帮助我们。
Have mercy on us and help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen.